WNRN's podcasts are powered by SeavillePodcast.com. Learn more and become a member at WNRN.org. Find videos from this interview at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
You're listening to WNRN, and in the WNRN studios, it's Corey Harris. Hello, Corey.
Greetings. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm really glad to be able to have you here once again, because last time, it's probably been close to a decade since you've been here, and lots of things have happened with you since then, including that really fascinating album that you did with Ali Farka Touré in Africa, and you also were awarded a genius grant from the MacArthur Foundation, and also you're a teacher as well. You teach, or you were helping with the, was it the Living Education Center?
No.
No, which school were you helping with?
I did do some music classes at the Field School when they first started.
The Field School, okay.
But I'm not a teacher, really, no.
Well, but you've certainly been a student of lots of different music over the years, and one of the things kind of interesting for me was you're going to be collaborating with Phil Wiggins, who was a part of Cephas and Wiggins for 30 years. They worked together at least.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was always appealing to me about their music was that they really understood, you know, and had had some great teachers, and but they also had an eye for what was happening at the moment and kept kind of that strange dynamic going between the past and the future, which I always appreciated about their music and the way they performed. But I, for me, you're probably one of my icons in terms of that, in terms of really having an understanding of the past, but also looking towards the future as well. And a lot of your CDs keep on kind of having that touch into the tradition of whether it be blues or reggae, but also you keep on exploring music. You're obviously a very curious person. So what are you curious? What are you studying these days? What are you interested in playing?
Same thing, you know, blues and reggae, roots music, black music. That's what I deal with. You know, it's important for me lyrically to talk about issues of freedom, about economic issues, about tradition and history, and, you know, to speak the news, to tell it like I see it, and to be honest in the music. And so I spend a lot of time trying to write words and just practicing scales and chords on the guitar and looking for inspiration. Yeah.
We've got Corey Harris in the WNRN studios, and he's going to be collaborating with Phil Wiggins at the Mockingbird Roots Music Hall Friday night. Now, let's talk a little bit about Phil Wiggins. John Cephas was stated to say that he just was amazed by him when he first met the young Phil Wiggins, as a great harp player. How did you meet him?
Through Cephas and Wiggins. I think the first time we actually met was at the Prism here in Charlottesville. I emceed one of their shows sometime in the mid-90s. And since then, you know, I've been seeing him at festivals and different gigs all over the place. So that's how it started.
And when did you guys decide you were going to work together and do a blues duo? That's what I assume you're doing.
I think when Mr. Cephas passed away, which was in March of last year, it wasn't the first time we had a gig. Phil and I think had maybe one gig prior to that together. But it was at the memorial show for Mr. Cephas at the Smithsonian in D.C. where we first really solidified the intention to play together. And we've been doing it since then.
Well, you know, kind of looking at both of your paths, again, you know, there's this great, you know, work at the blues and understanding where it comes from, and also a look towards the future. But I know that Phil Wiggins has done some teaching of harmonica and whatnot. You said you're not a teacher per se, but I imagine that it was kind of fun just learning to work together. Have you just kind of gotten together and just jammed to work out things for the show, or you're just hoping for the best?
Well, yeah, we rehearse. We rehearse immediately before a gig, and then we have taken some time other times to rehearse as well. So, you know, but we both know what we want to do on our instruments. So we spend most of our time just gigging, you know, and that is a large part of our rehearsal, is being on the bandstand.
We've got Corey Harris in the WNRN studios this morning. What would you like to play for us first?
Oh, well, let's see. I'd like to play for you with a tuned guitar first. Well, this is a tune I wrote not too long ago. It's called Bomb Bomb. What a Bomb Bomb. It's dedicated to Paul Bogle, a great freedom fighter coming out of the nation of Jamaica. History is a funny thing. When you think about it, history is his version, and it ain't never true. Wonder why I sing the blues. They make history in big factories of lies. Most people never ask why. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, where they do Mama Africa. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, where they do Mama Africa. Hey, 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 hey. What a bomb bomb, hey. Brother Paul, back against the wall. Never been about one day in Moran Bay. Somebody said Deacon Bogle answered the call. The Queen's governor shaking in his boots, plenty blood did flow, plenty innocents were hung. Just like George William Gordon. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, where they do Mama Africa. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, where they do Mama Africa. Hey, 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 hey. What a bomb bomb. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, what a bomb bomb, when they do Mama Africa. What a bomb bomb, what a bomb, what a bomb 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 bomb bomb.
So one of the things that was kind of interesting to me was that you both have played Piedmont blues at some point. You have certainly moved on to other things as well. But is that what we would expect to hear when you guys are going to be playing together, or are you guys going to be kind of stepping on either side of that Piedmont blues line?
Oh, we play all sorts of things. You know, Phil's from D.C., you know, so even though he played with Mr. Cephas, you know, he plays blues and Piedmont is a part of that, but Mr. Cephas was really the Piedmont blues specialist, you know. And myself, you know, I just play music. I play a lot of blues, and I play a lot of other stuff too. And so when we play together, we play mostly blues, but then we also play other things. Like this song I just played, I usually play that when I'm playing with Phil. So we try and mix it up a little bit, but we realize that a lot of people come to hear blues, so that's what we give them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the CDs that you've made over the last couple of years. I think the last time we talked, Down Home Sophisticate was in the can and about ready to come out, and you put together the album that was Molly to Mississippi.
Mississippi to Molly.
Mississippi to Molly.
That's all right.
And then you also were part of that Martin Scorsese film series on the blues. But what your role in that was your journey to Africa. And have you been back much since then in terms of doing more exploration over there in Africa in terms of?
Yeah, I don't really do any exploration, but I have been back.
Okay.
I've been to Guinea a couple times, to Conakry. I've been to Bamako. Last time I was in Bamako, which is in Mali, was about 2 years ago. So, I've been back. I was in the Sierra Leone, Morocco, and Ethiopia as well.
So do you seek out particular musicians to collaborate with while you're there?
No. I just kind of go and live life. You know, I'm a tourist, so.
And we also kind of talked about some of the more kind of Caribbean sounds that you explore as well. I mean, the song that you just played seemed to have its roots to a certain degree in there. Do you go to the Caribbean as well?
I've been to Jamaica a couple times. I've been to Guyana several times. But mostly my travels have taken me to Africa and to Europe, you know, to play. I don't really go to Europe to be a tourist, really, but to play, to work, yeah. I was in Japan last week, so I get around.
Well, what were you doing in Japan?
I was opening up some shows with Solomon Burke, the soul singer. So I did 3 shows with him. We did Tokyo, Osaka, and Nagoya.
He is so amazing. Yeah. I have been blessed to see him sing, and he completely blows my mind.
Yeah, he's great.
And would you have a chance to work with him at all besides opening, or are you just doing those kinds of things where you open for him?
Just opening for him. That's what I was doing. That was great. You know, I just love being there and listen to the band, listen to his voice first of all. He's got a great organist named Rudy Copeland, who is one of the best organists you could ever hear ever in life, in the world, in history. He's amazing. And then there's Sam Mayfield, who comes from Denver, great guitar player, and they're the rock of that sound, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your band when you're out playing beyond your collaborations with Phil Wiggins. Who is playing with you these days?
I have Peanut on keyboards, otherwise known as Chris Whitley of Stable Roots Productions, also played with Culture for many years until Joseph Hill passing. Itals with Abyssinians, Meditations, and also Ken Joseph used to play with Culture as well. Ken lives down in Raleigh, but he's originally from Trinidad. And then we have Ralph DeJour on the bass. He's also down in North Carolina. And we have Gordon Jones on the saxophone, who is down in Richmond. He's played with Carl Denson and a lot of other people as well.
Well, it sounds like a really great group of people to be playing with.
It is. It is. The name of the band is the Rasta Blues Experience, which a promoter heard our music, and he said, "Well, that sounds like the Rasta Blues Experience." You know, we said, "Oh, that's a good name." So we just kept it, you know. So that's what we're known as. And you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, MySpace, Reverb Nation. We're all over the web. So.
And when do you get to play with these folks? Do you have a gig lined up locally for this?
We are playing in West. We don't have any local gigs. We're working on that. We don't have any offers for any local gigs, so we're trying to scare some things up. But we do play all over. We've been to Portugal. We've been to Canada recently. This is all just this year. We're in Portugal and Canada. We've did a tour of the Northeast, like Boston and Connecticut. Soon we're going to be down in West Virginia. And then we also have something coming up. I'm not sure. We have some other gigs coming up. I can't quite remember where they are, but we do have some things coming up, mostly in the region. We're going to be playing in Glenville, Pennsylvania, at a place called the Snail Pie Lounge. But, of course, all this can be found online.
We got Corey Harris live in the WNRN studios. He's playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall Friday night. And one more for us?
Okay, no problem. Ocean changing, deep blue sea. Come back, baby, find some change in me. Everybody, they ought to change sometime. Because it's sooner or later, I'll have to go on that old lonesome ground. Change my pain time. Change my shame. I change, baby, to get shed of the dirt. Everybody, they ought to change sometime. Because it's sooner or later I'll have to go on that old lonesome ground. Change my honey. I change, baby, to keep from being funny. Everybody, they ought to change sometime. Well, it's sooner or later I'll have to go on that old lonesome ground.
Well, thank you so much, Corey. For coming in and playing and telling us what's going on.
Yeah.
And I hope, I was just so happy to hear that you were working with Phil Wiggins. I certainly was sad myself for the loss of John Cephas, but I actually felt very badly for Phil, and I'm so glad he's got somebody to continue to play with. Is he working with other guitarists as well besides you?
Not that I know of. Yeah. I think he might have had a couple gigs with Rick Franklin, but I think most of all his gigs are with me, from what I can tell.
Well, I'm so glad for both of you, and
you.
Looking forward to seeing you at the Mockingbird Roots Music Hall Friday night. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ann.